There you go, that's T-Rex and I Love to Boogie. And on the line now I have Liam Fennell, and we're going to talk about the fundraiser night for Molly. Good afternoon, Liam, how are you?
Grand, how are yourself?
Not too bad at all. I have to say, congratulations. I just want to read this out. The fundraising target is for 250,000.
Yeah.
Everyone concerned have raised 230. So congratulations to everybody in this fundraiser. You've been very, very successful, and I'm sure it's going to continue.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Molly McNally first.
Well, Molly was diagnosed about 2 years ago with neuroblastoma, which is a very rare form of cancer. And she was at stage four when she was diagnosed. So, it was pretty grim for her. But anyway, how we got to know Molly then was my son writes the Facebook page for 216 Army.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to know Jerry. He just seen Jerry's, the thing about Jerry, which is the dad, Jerry and Emma are the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great Dublin supporters. So they looked into it, Barry looked into the story behind Molly. And they got in touch then with Jerry and Emma and decided to start a few fundraisers. So eventually they adopted Molly as the Hill 16 mascot.
Okay.
So, and everybody came on board then, the Hill just absolutely love her.
Mm-hmm.
So then the players got involved and they've adopted her now.
Okay.
And started off them. So they've done fundraisers from everywhere, not only from Hill 16, but from everywhere else. Like the trust itself has, got a lot of people involved, and they've all got on board and on all sorts of things, raffles and races and runs and
mm-hmm.
golf outings, everything you could think of.
It's a wonderful
it's
a wonderful achievement, there's no doubt about it, to raise 230,000. Yeah. She sounds like a tenacious and resilient little girl. How is she doing now?
Unbelievable. And she's a gas ticket. If you marry her now, she's gas. She's like any child, you wouldn't think.
How old is she, Liam?
She's seven now. The only thing that gives her away, like for her, is she has the children and all, she's hoping to get rid of that now. She's gone through hell now the last couple of months. She's had to have chemotherapy. She's going through immunotherapy now. And then the next step is the big kickoff, going to Michigan to have our treatment.
Okay.
It's a very expensive treatment. And I think it's every time they go, 24 or 30 grand. And then the family has to go along with them.
Has she been to Michigan before for treatment?
No, this will be our first. This is where she has to go for the treatment.
Okay.
There's no other options for her. This is the one that everybody hopes will work for her,
But
for a 7-year-old to go through that, but come here, you think there's nothing wrong with her because it's like an everyday thing to her,
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah. She sounds very tenacious and resilient.
She's a character. She really is. She's a lovely, lovely kid. And, she has... Like, it's tough on Jerry and Emma, and then, of course, she has a brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole family is going through it.
Is she the youngest in the family?
She's the youngest, If Molly gets a cold or gets a temperature, it's Crumlin Hospital, It's not here, I'll give you something for the cold or whatever. They mm-hmm. have to go to Crumlin Hospital or Drogheda Hospital, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard on the family, but I have to say, Jesus, they're marvellous,
Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is taking place tomorrow from 8:00, and it's in Caoimh Ciarán. Just to tell people that the Sam McGuire and the Dublin team will also be there. Just for people who may not know exactly where Caoimh Ciarán is, tell us the location.
It's right beside Parnell Park. Anybody's a Dublin supporter or whatever from Dublin should know where Parnell Park is. We're right beside that. And come here, can I take the opportunity to thank Craig Ciarán in particular, and Aidan O'Toole for all the work they've done. They're giving us the hall for nothing, and they couldn't do enough for us. I really have to say, they're just marvellous.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now with the Dubs, it won't be all the Dublin team there, but there'll be a good few players there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the Sam McGuire there, and we have some great prizes. We have a 215 jersey signed by all the players and the manager, and we have... We've a jersey from 211, and we've a jersey from 95, and then we have various weekend stuff and prizes and hampers, and Jesus, people are so good, you know.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like as I say, it sounds like everybody's been getting behind Molly all the way through.
Absolutely, yeah. It's really picked up speed, you know. So it's great to see nearly the final, you know, around the final four long now. So
okay,
please God, everybody will support it.
So, okay,
and it's a tenner. If you haven't got a ticket, it doesn't matter. You can come down. You can pay at the door.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. Do you have to book it? No, you can just turn up on the night.
No, you can come and just turn up at the door. And as I say, all funds, everything, every penny raised on the night is going to the Molly McNally Trust.
Okay. So that's Keith Kieran. That's down at just back at Dunnecarney Church there.
Crave Kieran. Yeah.
I always get that wrong. Crave Kieran, Saturday night. It's on starting at 8 o'clock and people just turn up on the night.
Just turn up. We have a band, we have a DJ, and we have a bit of crack. We have a few things going on, so we'll have a good laugh.
Sounds like it's going to be a great night, Liam.
It will be. We'll make it a great night for
you. Okay. Yeah. Well, if you need any further help in any fundraisers, don't hesitate to give us a call here on the AFM towards Molly. When is Molly due to go off to Michigan?
Going in just after Christmas now. I think it's January she's going. Mm-hmm. But depending on her, she's finished her treatment now here, like mm-hmm. her immunotherapy and all that type of stuff. But there's a lot of complications with it, you know. But she's fine now at the moment, thank God. So with a bit of luck, everything will go well for her now when she goes away.
Okay, well, give our best to Molly and wish her a happy Christmas, and Santa bring her something nice as well. But I hope everything goes well in the new year. Maybe we'll talk to you sometime after she comes back from Michigan and we'll talk to her. Maybe if she's up for it, we'll have a chat with Molly herself.
Why not?
sounds like it should be a good bit of crack on the radio.
Yeah,
listen, if you need anything else in the future, Liam, don't hesitate to give us a call here. But for the moment, thanks very much for talking to us, Liam.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.